Vayter in Shas, Bir and Daf Chav Zayin, picking it up four lines down. Now, today is Ma'amados Day, continuing with the idea of what they were, the origin, how it was broken down, and the different things that they read, why they read it, how they read it, and a few different machloksim. Here we go. Elein Ma'amados, Safish and Emar Tzavis Ben Yisrael. So we started by saying, these are the Ma'amados. And then we said, because of the fact that it says, Tzavis Ben Yisrael, and Tishmeru, you have to have it. The Gemara then asks, hold on, my Kamar, what in the world's going on over here? You started by saying, these are the Ma'amados, and you went on to say, because it says, Tzavis Ben Yisrael, without explaining what they are, what are you doing? It's my Kamar, it says, Gemara, Hoch Kamar, Elohim Ma'amados, these are the Ma'amados, but then it stops for a moment, it says, Umatam Tikna Ma'amados, and by the way, why is it that we did Ma'amados in the first place? Lefishinemar, Tzavis Ben Yisrael, the Martel, Amos, Kabinin, Lachmi, Lishai, because it says this idea of Tishmeru, that we have to go ahead and have people watching over their karbonos. Therefore, we go ahead and we set up these things called ma'amados. V'heich karbonos she'adam karav hu v'hu eino omid al gavav. How can it be you bring without them standing over there? Therefore, skinin v'im rishonim esim v'arba mishmaros. They set up 24 mishmaros, splitting up kohanim levim the Israelim into the 24 different little groups in order that they go ahead and they're there to oversee what's going on. I'll call Mishmar or Mishmar. Every Mishmar they had, the Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, that would go and be there while they were part of the process. When it came time for them to go be Ole, then Kohanim Levim Ole Mishalayim, they would go up to Yerushalayim. And then we move on from there. Tana Rabbanu Rebbeis also brings down a similar concept. Esrim Harba Mishmaros Be'eretz Yisrael. There are 24 Mishmaros in Eretz Yisrael. Ushtem Yisrael B'Yericho. And 12 in Yericho. Shtem Yisrael B'Yericho. Nefishin Lutuva. But then it ends up being that there's more than 24 Mishmaros. We said there's only 24, but now it seems to be saying there's 24 plus 12. It's 36. No. It's only 24. Elishtem Yisrael Mehen B'Yericho. 12 of the 24, we're in a place called Yericho. Higiyas man mishmar lalos, and then it goes and it says that when it comes time to go up, chatzia mishmar hayol meretz yisrael yushalayim, half of them would go from meretz yisrael to yushalayim, chatzia mishmar hayol yericho, they would go to switch to le yericho, go to yericho. Kadeshi sapkumayim mazon lacheim shir yushalayim, in order to be able to give over food and drink to the people that were living in yushalayim, their brothers in yushalayim. Now we see a machlokas, which actually we saw a little bit in Sukkah, about what is the Iker music that went on in the Beis Hamikdash. Was the Iker music the voices, the singing, or was it actually the instruments? Amar B'yudah Mishmol, Kohanim B'liyim Mishayim Ma'akvin is a carbon. He says they are Ma'akiv the carbon, meaning the Maimid that's supposed to be over there is not there, then it's no good. You have to have Kohanim B'liyim Mishayim there. But Masnisa Tana, that we taught, Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, he says, Kohanim Levim, Uklei Shir Ma'akvin Zekarim. Not only them, but also Klei Shir. You also have the musical instruments that are there. Ma'akvin Mifli, what exactly is a machlokus over here? Ma'ar Savar Iker Shir Peh. One says that it's within the Peh, that's the original, Shmuel, who says, I'm Rabbi Shmuel, that's Peh with the mouth. And therefore, if you're missing them, it's a problem. But the kli, the kalim that are there, it's just in order to enhance what's going on, but it's not accurate if you don't have the kli. Umar Savar, one holds ikar shir b'kli, that the ikar shir is with the actual kli itself, and therefore if you don't have the kli, then we got ourselves a problem. Okay, now we get into the breakdown of how did this come about in the first place. Amrav Chana Bar Guri Amar Rav, Moshe Tikan Lam Yisrael Shmona Mishmaros, Moshe set up 8 Mishmaros. Arba Me Lazar, Arba Me Itamar. There are 8 of them from Elazar, and 8 4 from Elazar, and 4 from Isamar. But Shmuel v'amidam al sheshes Shmuel came, he set up as 16. But David v'amidam al esim arba, and he came to say it was 24 mishmaros. Shemar the pasuk says, "V'shnas arba'im l'machus David nidushu v'yimatz behem gibori chayel biyazer gilad." This is a numbers game. It's not a concept of how do we know in the first place you have to have mishmaros. That where that comes from, but rather how many there were, so that we have over here that this psukim is really the finality of discussing how there were 24 groups that happened over there, and that we set them up in such a way that it's 24. Fractikumar may survey Moshe tikim lemi sol shmona mishmaros arba melas v'arba mitamar, like we said, but David Shmuel v'amidim alas v'arba. Now it says came David and Shmuel, and they set it up as 24. Where before it just said Shmuel did 16 and David did 24, and now it says David and Shmuel came together and they made us 24. Shenemar, heima yisad David u'Shmuel ro be'amunasam, that David and Shmuel, they're the ones who set it up. So what's the story? Was it David and Shmuel did it together, or was it that it was progressive? Says Gemara Hachikamar. Miyasodu shel David Shmuel Haramasi. It means working together came to a total of 24, right? First it was Miyasodu shel David Shmuel Haramasi from the two together. Hamidu mel esem arba, it ended up being 24. Like we said, it's going to be, it was 16, and then David came and he added another 8, so it ended up being a total of 24. Tanya Yidach, even another Bryce, which says, Moshe Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Sheishes Tem Hishmaus, he set up 16. Shmona Me Elazar, Shmona Me Isamar, wasn't 4 and 4, but 8 and 8. Ukashirabu Bene Elazar, Bene Isamar, ended up being that they had more children. Elazar had more kids, so what happened? Chilkam Vemidam Al Shasrim Ba'arba, they split up to be, instead of 16, 24. So they got an extra 8, 16 for Elazar himself, and 8 for Isamar. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayimotsu b'nei Elazar rabim lor shagavar min b'nei Isamar. That ended up being more. Vayichalkum b'nei Elazar rushim lebeis avos shisha asar, they gave him 16. Vafnei Isamar lebeis avos sam shmona, and they ended up getting 8. Frak the Gemara, my v'omer, what's v'omer? V'chitem, because if you want to say, ki heichi d'nefishe b'nei Elazar, hachanabidu d'nefishe b'nei Isamar, maybe we'd say, just like Elazar got more, so do Isamar got more. Shmona meikara arba'a havu, that those four of Isamar actually end up being 8 also, tashma, come and see, beis av echad achuz Elazar v'achuz achuz l'Isamar. There was more added to Elazar, but Achuz Lisamar, whatever it was for Elazar, it remained the same. To Yufta Rav Chama Bar Guria, this knocks off Rav Chama Bar Guria then. He was the original one that when we started this, they said 4 and 4. And here it seems to be that it started as 8 and 8, not 4 and 4. Amalchar Rav Chama Bar Guria, Tanayi, this is a Machlokas Tanayim. And that Taki, maybe it was 4 and 4 according to one of them. First one, one says that it's 4 and 4, and the other one says 8 and 8. No, Dami Kaitana, Dami Shmona, I'm going to go to one who said those 8 in total, which means 4 and 4. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Mishmaros Alu Minagala. There were 4 Mishmaros that came to Eretz Yisrael. After they were in Gaul's bubble, they came back up. There were 4 that came up. Rashi says, we're talking about over here, Alu Minagala, Babayashini, Vashar Lo Alu, Shahar Bim Yisrael, Nishtai Ruvalor Salos. Many stayed, and they actually didn't want to come up to Eretz Yisrael, and we see over here, so Shas brings it to Yuma, Testament base, right? So what happened was only 4 came up. Elohim, these are them. Yedaya, Chorim, Pashchor, V'Samar, V'Emar. These are the 4 that came up. Amdu Neviim Shabineim. The Neviim got up at that time. Beep, turn the page. Chaf. Zion Amud Beis. V'chilkum v'amidam al zesrim ba'arba. They took those 4 families and they split it up into 24 different mishmaros. So each one got 6, right? 4, and we need to get 24. Each got 6. And what they did is they wrote it down, as Rashi says. B'lalam unasanam b'kalfe. And what they did is they mixed it all up. And Rashi says that Kisva Chavta al Chatichos Klaf Rashi Mishmaros Achilkum Meosu Dalit. The Rashi Mishmaros. And Ba Yedaya. After they put everything in this lottery, you had 1 from each family that came in, they picked out. And miraculously, as he took out his chelik, his own name, and then all of his friends. So, I mean, people in his family, so ended up being 6. All of them ended up taking out exactly their families in that order. And so to the Neviim set up like that, Shafilu Yeho Yariv, as it switches it to. Even Yo Yariv, that Rosh Mishmeres Ola, this was the guy who was really the main fellow who was in charge of the Mishmeros at the time of the Bais Rishon, but he didn't come back. So it says here, Shafilu V'chinis Neviim Shabineim, Shafilu Yo Yariv Rosh Mishmeres Ola, who is the Rosh Mishmeres, even if you would now come, Lo Yidcha, Yedayim him come, we wouldn't get Yedayim, we wouldn't move him from his place. El Yedayim Iker, he'd be the main thing, we are Tufel, he'll be Tufel to him. And he would end up getting, instead of, we don't add another Mishmar, but rather he would, the first 5 would be from Yedayim, and the last one would end up being Yo Yariv, because we're not want to be Maharbos Mishmaros, as Rashi points out. Okay, very good. V'Yisrael, next. V'Yisrael, Shabosa Mishmar, Wisconsin, B'Arei. Next part of Mishmar we said is that the Yisraelim, that they would go ahead, the ones that were in that Mishmar, that weren't in Yerushalayim, Ira Koydis, they would go to their towns. V'Korin, Ma'aseh Bereishis, we start reading from Ma'aseh Bereishis. Minani mili, minani mili. Now the Gemara is going to come to explain the different things that they actually were reading in the Torah and why did they read those particular ideas. What shaychus Ma'aseh Bereishis to the Ma'amados? What's going on over here? So Amar Rav Yaakov or Ach Amar Rav Asi, El Mali Ma'amados, if not for the fact that they had Ma'amados, Rashi explains we're not talking about the Ma'amados, but meaning to say, Iske Karbonos. The Ma'amados is just because of the Karbonos. So if not for the Iske Karbonos, so the fact that we're bringing Karbonos, Rashi, as I'm reading over here right there on the left, She Yisrael Osenheim, that they do them, Ha'yukolim B'chatam, B'chetam, U'mashin, Kalin, Shamayim va'aretz ha'omdim b'zechusan emes kaimen. Everything would be destroyed. The whole world would go down hard because that thing is keeping things still alive. So if not for them, lo niskaimen shamayim va'aretz, shenemar, as the pasuk says back in the Gemara, vayomer Hashem Elokim b'ma eda kir shena. This is Avram Avinu by the Bris Bein Abisarim. And he says to Hashem, he says, how am I going to know that I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael? You say I'm going to get. So Amar Avram said, Ribono Shalom. Shema Yisrael Chotim Lefenecha. Maybe the Bnei Yisrael are going to do Averis in front of you. Ato Osalem Kedor Mabel Kedor Flug. You're going to go ahead and you're going to destroy them like the Dor Mabel and Dor Befalcha. Rashi says, Kanshe Dor Mabel, Shema Acha, Shehin, Kulin, Enel Miskayim. If they destroy, the world is gone. Vahol Shal Iske Karban Ha'olam Omed, Lakach Karan Anshe Maimid Ba'arein B'Maisa Bereishis. That's why they start reading these ideas of Maisa Bereishis, because that's what's keeping the world continuing. Back in the Gemara, Omer Lo, Lav. It says, don't worry about it. I'm not going to destroy the world. It's going to be fine. Let me know how, with what am I going to go ahead and be yorish, and how am I going to inherit? Meaning to say, how are they going to make sure that they're actually not going to be destroyed? So he said, Amar Le, Hashem said back to him, bring me these animals, bring me the karban. So we see that the karbanos themselves is what's keeping Shamayim Va'aretz, that it's actually existent. And therefore, we see that the concept of the ma'amados, which are the accompaniment that went along with the karbanos themselves, that they say these psukim of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Okay, Amar Lefanav, so he said, Ribono Shalom, Tenech was on Shabbos HaMikdash Kaim. I understand during the time the Bais HaMikdash exists that you're going to take those Karbanos, but Zman She'in of Bais HaMikdash Kaim, where you can't give Karbanos them, or Mate Elim, what's going to be with them? Amar Lo, he said, Kfar Tikanti Lem Seder Karbanos, I already set up for them the Seder Karbanos, which means the different Psukim. Rashi says, Mehechi Yolif Lo Lahai. Wait, back in the Gemara, Kfar Tikantalim Seder Karbanos, Bisman Shekarim Behem Lefanai, Malin Yaleim, Ki'ilu Hikrivim Lefanai. At the time that they speak it out, I'll look at it as if they were Makriv. Vanimoch Aleim, I'll call of Onaseim, and I'll forgive them for all of their sins. Tanu Rabbanon, Anshe Mishmar, Hayimispalin, Al Karban Achim, Shiskal Babrats, and they would daven that it should be Mekubal, it should be accepted, Ribon Shem should accept the Karbanos. Anshe Maimid, Miskansin, Lebesa Kinesis. And so this is, you had the Anshe Mishmar, they were davening, should be accepting. The Anshe Maimid would Miskansin, Lebesa Kinesis, Vyoshim, Dalatanios, and they would go into the shuls, the ones who are not in Yerushalayim, and they would go ahead and they would fast. Four different fasts. Basheni, Bashabash, Shabir, Viva, Chamishi. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Basheni, Al Yorde, Ayam. On Monday, they would be fasting for those that are coming in from the oceans. Rashi explains because the Chsib Basheni, it says in Sheni, Yirakia, Besocha Mayim, Betzarech Lahaskir, Belirtsos, Aladavar, the Rakia, that they were out in the water. So therefore, it speaks about the concept of there, we take care of them. Bashlishi, On Tuesday, they al hochem midbaros, say al hochem midbaros. Rashi says the chsiv atira hi abasha. You see the abasha, the land. The hey reuya yabasha alicha shelo yezukum mipnei chayos ros. They should not be damaged from bad animals, terrible animals that are going to hurt them. Arviel askra shlotipol alatinokas. On Wednesday they were daven about askra. We know that's that type of terrible disease that causes the throat to swell, the tongue to swell, and a person can get really ill or die by it. One of the most intense, or if not the most intense, death, I think, the Gemara says in other places. Rashi says, Shabo nitla ma'oros, uksiv bei, hi ma'oros me'eros ksiv. It's written ma'oros, but it's written as me'eros, which is like a curse. And therefore, they shouldn't get any askra. They daven for them that they should be okay. The chamishi al ubros amenikos, on Thursday they would daven for ubros for women that are pregnant, and amenikos are nursing. What's pshat? Ubro shelo yepilu. Those are nerds saying they shouldn't have a miscarriage. Meniko sheniku as bneim, and those are nerds saying that have the ability to actually nurse, that they're going to be able to do it. And there's not going to be a problem with it. It's going to work out well. They're going to have milk. Okay, now, what is pshat over there? It says, Rashi d'chsevei, yishutu amayim sheretz nefesh chaya. Chaya being like a woman who's nursing or who give birth. Erev Shabbos, lo yimisana, but they would not fast on Erev Shabbos, make kavod Shabbos, because of the kavod of Shabbos, koydesh, yoyoy. Kavachom Shabbos asma, certainly. On Shabbos itself, they're not going to fast because Shabbos. Echel Shabbos, my time, alo fek, why don't they fast on Sunday? Amar v'yochem, v'pneha notzrim, because of the notzrim. The notzrim are the Christians. Why? Because she'osan oso yom tov shalem. That's their holiday. And if you take a look, we got a little bit of lead over there. And Rashi, Mr. Sashas, all the way up in Nun, says that when they see you're fasting on their holiday, oh, it's not going to bode well with them. They're going to be quite upset, and they could become to danger. Because the third day from when we were created, Rashi says, the Adam Nivra B'yom Shishi, where man was created on Friday, B'chol Yom Shlishi, Havi Cholosh. And the third day is a day of weakness. Kiddushiv, Ahi B'yom Shlishi B'yosam Koivim. And it was on the third day when Shechem, when they were in pain from being circumcised. We see the third day is painful, so therefore we don't go ahead and we're weak, we don't fast. Now it'll be Sunday. Rishon Kishamar Mipnei Nesham Yisera. He says, no, because of the Nesham Yisera, we just had on Shabbos and now it left. Amar Rish Lakish, Nesham Yisera, Nitna Bo Ba'adam Be'er Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, a person gets the Nesham Yisera. Promotes the Shabbos, also on some men, on Motz Shabbos, they take it away. Shenem, as the Pesach says, Shavas Vayinofash. And he was rested, Vayinofash, and he was refreshed. And we break it down to mean, Kevan Sheshavas, once it was rested. Meaning, when Shabbos is finished, as Rashi says, Shenach v'shama Shabbos is already finished. Vay of the nefesh, woe for the fact that we have lost the soul. Rashi says vay yinafash, dorish benotrikon vay nafash, vay yinafash, vay nafash. It's a contraction of the two words. So the fact that we lost it, therefore we go ahead and we don't fast. We've lost that. That's makes a person weaker, and therefore we don't go ahead and fast on that day. Now we get into the actual psukim that were read and the breakdown that we had discussed. Bayom Rishon Bereishis v'Yehirakia. We start from Bereishis, the first five psukim, and then we do 6, 7, and 8 Yehirakia, because we have to do at least 9. Tana Bereishis b'Shnayim Bereishis. We have read by 2 people, split it up in Yehirakia be'Echad with 1. In fact, the Gemara Bishlam Yehirakia be'Echad. I understand that's going to be with 1 person because that's 3 psukim. Plus a psukah havu, that works. Ela Bereishis b'Shnayim. You're going to split that up to 2 different people. How in the world is this going to work? It doesn't work. So we say, hey, psukim, it's only 5 psukim. And we know that we said, Vitanya. We said to Vitanya, we went to the Baisa. Hakori b'Torah, Ali Yisrael, Migil b'Sukkim. Some of you in the Torah, you can't read less than 3 psukim. So we have 2 different opinions here. Rav Amar Doleg. Rav says that what you do is, Doleg means that you go back and you read it again. As Rashi says, Harishon Kori Shlosha psukim. So you read Pasuk 1, 2, and 3, and the next one reads 3, 4, and 5. And then you end up having each one of them are 3. And right, and that's because you can't have less than 3 psukim, then. So in this case, you end up being stuck that the first one reads 3 and goes into the other one's pasuk is reading, but you're stuck, so we do that. Ushmul Amar Posek, he says, no, just Posek. What does that mean, Posek? He says, split it. Rashi says, Mavsik, first wide line, Mavsik, Apostle Gashtaim, Rishon Kori, Shnepsukum, Vichetzi, Velevi, Mashlim, Chetzi, also Apostle. You read the first 2.5 Sukkim, and then Velevi finishes off that other half Pasuk, Shakara Koin, Imshtaim, Hanusarim, and then with the other 2, so it ends up being 3. Verav, Damar Doleg. Now, Rav, who says that, no, that you go back, my time alone or post, like, why doesn't he say to split it up? He says, Kasavar kol psuka, the lo paske Moshe, adon lo paske inale. What are you talking about? And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it. We're not doing it. We do whatever Moshe Rabbeinu did. Ushmo lo post, like, he says, no problem. Omi paskina, but are you allowed to do it? For Amr of Chanina, kra. But we know that it says that if you have a kra, what's a kra? Rashi says, Shahaya bal mikra, v'yoda begirsa, baki b'tamea. A person who knows how to read really well is like a serious bal kore. Tsar gadol, haya li, eitzer Rebbe Chanina hagadol. I really tried really hard to be able to split up the psukim. He didn't let me do it except for Tinokos Shabbos Rabbim. As Rashi explains, I wasn't able to go and teach these kids all in one shot. I wanted to split up the pasuk, and he allowed me to do it in order to go ahead and teach these kids. Since this is in order to go ahead and to teach it to him in a way that they can actually break it down and get what's going on. But that's the only time he could do it. How are you letting over here that Shmuel saying you're splitting it up? Doesn't make any sense. Shmuel says, Hasam time am I. Why? By the kids, is that you go ahead and split it up? Because you're stuck. They can't learn it otherwise. This is another example of lo efshar. What are we supposed to do? We don't have enough psukim, so therefore you read 2.5 and 2.5, so we're allowed to do it. Shmuel amar posek. Shmuel say you go ahead and you split it up. My time alone or dolek. Just there was a solution. Just dolek. Just go back. It's Gemara gezerah mishom hanich nasim. Gezerah because the people that come into the shul. Gezerah mishom yosim. Gezerah because the people that are going out of the shul. There's some people that come into shul at the wrong. Well, this really is not the greatest thing. But people coming into shul as we're reading the Torah, or gezerah mishom yosim, they go before we end up leaving, and they're going to end up seeing that the pasuk stops at a certain point. They're going to think that that's what it is. Sorry, not that it's split, but you're going to read 3 psukim. And then the next person is going to read, you're going to read 1, 2, and 3. The next one is going to read 3, 4, and 5. Someone who comes in late is going to think that the first person that ended up reading only read 2 psukim. Somebody who leaves early is going to see the first 3 psukim read, and they're going to figure that the next one who's going to get leave is only going to get 2 psukim. So therefore, we don't want to do that. So we end up doing 2.5, 2.5. In fact, tomorrow, Mei Savei, Parsha Shel Shisha Psukim Korin Osa B'Shnayim. We have a brace that says that if you have a pasuk of 6 psukim, so read it by 2 people. V'shachamisha v'yachid v'im arishon kori gimel. Again, v'im. We know if you have a parsha of 6 psukim, split it down the middle, 3 and 3. V'shachamisha, but you have one of 5 psukim, then v'yachid, you have only one person read that, v'im arishon kori gimel. So v'shachamisha v'yachid v'im arishon kori gimel. Hasheni kori shnayim v'parsha zu v'echem v'parsha acheres. So if you have one that's a 5 psukim, so then you have one person reading it, and the first one, he can read 3 psukim, and the second one will end up reading 2 from this parsha, from this section, this idea, this concept. The echad parsha cheres, and read from one from another one, then you'll end up with everything works out, 3 and 3. V'yesh omrim gimel. And some say that the second one will end up reading 3 from the next paragraph. Lefi she'ein maschilin b'parsha pachos mishlosh psukim. You can't read less than 3 psukim from a concept that you start. So now, Liman da Amar Doleg Lidlog. I don't understand. In fact, the Gemara, according to him, it says you can go back. So just go back and read from previous and then finish it off. You don't have to go further and you're going to have 3 psukim. Liman da Amar Posek Lipsok. To split it in the middle. So what's pshat that the Bryce is saying that you end up having that you read, let one person read those 5 psukim? That's where I know. Shiny, awesome. That old case of the Braisa, different massive going on. Beep, turn the page. Chav Chesam and Aleph. De Isli Ravcha. He has more to read. You can go weiter and read a little bit more and just go into the next parasha. But over here, we're stuck with the Mamados because we're only allowed to read a particular psukim. Rashi says, Isli Ravcha, she yechul likros mi parasha cheres. Avalhacha, lesli Ravcha. You're only meant to read those particular concepts, so therefore we're stuck and having to go and split it up. But in the Chinami, we would do such a thing. We'd keep going if we could keep going. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.